before we get too far in our discussion on delegation, the first thing I need to help you understand is that you must delegate. You have no choice. You must delegate. Now, let me help you understand why that is so. Let's talk about the ideal match between a person and a job or job assignment. If we want to make sure that people do a good job, they get it done right, should we give people assignments that are really, really, really easy to do? Is that a good idea?
Depends on the person.
Well, yeah, why is that not a good idea? Because people get bored. Sometimes they even get offended.
Right.
An intern can do that. I have a degree. You know, it's that kind of a thing. So, okay. Should we give them a job that is way bigger than their skill or ability with lots and lots of challenge? That would be really interesting. That's not a good idea. Why?
They'll fail.
It's overwhelming. They fail. They crash and burn. They quit their job. They get angry. They storm out of the office. They slash your tires on the way out to the parking lot. That's not a good idea. So, should we give them a job assignment or a work assignment that is the exact fit of their skills? Is that a good idea? Raul, you're shaking your head no. Why?
Give them a little more.
Yeah. That is kind of boring. So give them a little bit more. And I think that's the key. We all, in general, most of us, need a little bit of challenge to make our jobs interesting and engaging, to stretch us a little bit. Otherwise, we get bored. Been there, done that. The problem is that when we give someone a job with just the right amount of challenge today, what happens over time? What happens in 6 months? They grow into that job. They master it. Then we're back to square one. Been there, done that, bored. Which is why one of the most important things and one of the most difficult things that you have to do as a leader, as a manager, supervisor, is constantly be fine-tuning people's job assignments, work, or whatever, to keep pace with their growth and development. Which is why one of your most important management tools or techniques is a simple one-on-one conversation for 5 or 10 minutes once a month with each of your team members. And what do you talk about? What do you ask them? You ask them about their work. How are you doing? Are you still on a learning curve? Are you feeling a sense of mastery? Are you getting bored yet? Are you ready for a stretch? Are you ready for the next step in your personal or professional growth, so that you can constantly keep pace with that? That's why every job description in America has my favorite clause in it. What is my favorite clause, would you imagine? And every job description has it.
Other duties as assigned
by supervisor. Thank you. Yes. Because that clause gives you the flexibility or elasticity, might even be a better word, the ability to expand that job description to keep pace with their personal and professional growth. And by the way, that's what equips you for the right answer when one of your team members responds to a job assignment by saying, "That's not my job." So what do you do? How do you respond? I recommend that you smile and look them in the eye and say, "You know, I just happen to have a copy of your job description right here. Let's take a look at it together." And, point to the first paragraph. That's probably not it. Second paragraph, no. Wait a minute. Here it is down here at the very bottom. And other duties as assigned by supervisor. Oh, my goodness. It is in your job description. Get to work.